When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to the Football Drop IT Expert Podcast.
Mate, you are an absolute sham today.
I am not the sham.
Why have you got kids' headphones on instead of your normal earphones, mate? Do you want to tell everyone?
Did you call them kids' headphones?
They look tiny.
I just got a fat fucking head. So everything was working fine. It's these earbuds, mate. These earbuds are fucking me up.
Can I ask, though, why every single week you try it and every single week it doesn't work? You think next week it'll change?
Well, I have got a plan for next week.
Is that we're just not recording anymore?
Well, that is certainly an option. No, the other option is that I get my second pair of earbuds and connect them to the laptop. So then I've got a pair of buds for the laptop and a pair of buds for my phone, which you would think I would have probably done before now. Yeah. But it takes time for this to all sort of sink in, you know?
Yeah, that's the reason. Yep.
Your face says it all, mate. Your face says it all.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like it's 1:30 now. It's taken 31 minutes and we finally got there. But it's okay because we've got plenty of time. So how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, how are you? How was your weekend? How's your week been?
Weekend was good. I finally got the Christmas decks up. I know it's a little bit early, some may say, but usually we're quite late with the old Christmas decks. So Laura and I wanted to do them early this year. And do you know what? I got very Christmassy yesterday. I felt very Christmassy. So I fucking love Christmas.
What happened? Go and tell us all about it.
Oh, we had plenty of arguments. Laura cried because she's getting angry because the lights weren't at the right height when she put them up there. Because as they fell, it would hit the windowsill. But we did it Laura's way, in Laura's method, obviously. So therefore, it didn't work. So she got annoyed, she cried, got angry, yelled. So, yeah, I just started to go and start decorating the tree instead. I thought that would be a safer option.
Was it?
Yeah, it distracted her from it. So that was fine. But yeah, it's all done now. I was really actually quite excited to show you today. You know, got it all ready for you. Got it all sorted.
Here we go.
Tidied, hoovered, okay. Polished today for you. All on my lunch break. And now we're sitting here on Teams. How was your weekend though, Will?
It's, to be honest, today has lasted a week. But the weekend was good. It was very good. I get really, really better up of this podcast. Not this podcast. Not this podcast.
Wow. Jeez, that hurt. That hurt here.
I'm genuinely annoyed with my whole life. So I come out to the desk to record this podcast. Last week, cat dog had a fight.
Yeah.
Today, the cat is taking a shit.
What, yeah? Right now?
right this second. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the background noise. She's taking a poo. So it now really smells in here. But the worst thing is, the dog is just sitting there very quietly, waiting for the cat to finish so she can eat it.
That is disgusting.
This is my life, mate.
Oh dear.
So yeah, I might just sit like that for a couple of minutes.
Couple of minutes.
If you think I'm sounding weird, then it's because I am.
Oh my god!
Gonna rush up my nose. Anyway,
I'm surprised you've not said. Weekend. Can we pause?
The weekend, we're gonna fucking go through this, mate. The weekend was good. Met somebody new at the weekend, which was always nice. Like meeting new people.
Did you? Who did you meet? Did you drop the pod? More importantly,
of course I dropped the pod. Always drop the pod. You
definitely didn't.
Oh, all right, fine. So the thing was, though, they kept looking at me, but then they kept like switching their eyes to my beard. So you know when you're like, oh, I've got something like a bogey, like, is it, what's going on? So I kept doing that, and then they kept looking, and then you know when like you really want to laugh at a time when you just shouldn't laugh. I had this. I was like, oh my god, what is going on? So much so that I came back home and I was like in the mirror, like, what the fuck is going on with my beard? It was really weird. It was a whole conversation. But anyway.
So hang on, what was it? They just randomly stared at your beard?
Well, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened.
What the fuck?
I know. It's weird, isn't it? But yeah, I do get that with your beard. Do people stare at it?
Yeah, mate, it's getting well long, isn't it? It's like a shadow and everything now. I mean, I'm shaving it later, but yeah.
You're shaving it?
Yeah, it's taking me like 3 weeks to get this. Not going to lie. I do have a question before we move on, though. How bad's the smell on a scale of 1 to 10 right now?
Or about a 6.
Is that it? That's not too bad.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice and profesh. So if you didn't know, Will's dog's called Smudge.
Mate. She's like head in there, and I don't need to have her breath here as well. Naughty girl.
And you, Smudge. Right. Naughty.
Yeah. Come on, get on with yourself. Okay, so what else happened? My life is not going very well, but we saw the big man on Sunday.
Did you?
Saw the big man. Saw Father C.
Nice. How is he?
Is it socially acceptable for your son to ask Father Christmas if it's okay to leave beer out? Because you like beer, don't you, Father Christmas? Is that well trained?
That's where this story is going. Okay. Yeah. No, you shouldn't really be asking that. Not to external Father Christmases.
As opposed to internal.
Well, yeah, because if it's you, for example, then yeah, of course it's okay to leave beer. But if it's an external one, I don't think he should say yes. So if he does, he's going to fail his DBS.
Father Christmas was going through. Yeah, so you're going to leave a carrot out for Rudolph. What about a saucer of milk? Yeah, okay, anything for me? Do you want beer?
What a ledge.
What a ledge.
What did the big man reply with? That's what I'm curious about.
He actually said, yes, there's a good deal on at Asda if you want to get down there.
Did he actually? That's amazing.
Yeah, genuine. Yeah, he did, yeah.
It wasn't you dressed up, was it?
No, I was stood.
Oh, no, you live in posh area. You don't go Asda, do you?
We don't, to be fair, no.
No, Co-op, Waitrose, M&S, those, that sort of thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
No. Co-op, do you put Co-op in with that?
Co-op's quite pricey. Yeah, I find Co-op quite pricey. And because I know you went to Co-op earlier.
No, I actually didn't. I went to the Premier next door.
Wow. Did you, you know, put your hood up so nobody saw you?
I did actually, but not for that reason. My hood, you know, when I was standing in the rain with my hood was blowing down. Well, on this occasion, it did have the opposite effect where, because it wasn't raining, my hood blew up.
Right, okay. Yep. Cool.
Okay. What was I just going to say?
I have no idea.
No. Oh, I was going to talk about our conversation that we had recently.
What
and our new method of rating things.
Yeah, go on then. Explain.
Oh, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
I'll be honest, I can't remember what we were talking about and what the rating scheme was. Because I remember thinking it was absolutely brilliant, but now I can't remember what it was. Have you ever looked back through our WhatsApp conversations? There's a lot of messages in there. Things get lost periodically.
We was on the phone.
Oh, well, that's definitely why it's got lost then.
We was actually talking to each other.
Go on, what was it?
So we was having a discussion about restaurants, and you're going to a fancy restaurant, and I was asking you where... There we go.
There we go, yeah. The penny's dropped.
We all saw the light
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it now.
Yeah, so we all did that. We was having that conversation. You now know what's going on. So where was I? So we was going to describe what's happening. So we was talking about different restaurants, weren't we? Just as an example, but we could do this with more things. It could be something that springboards us to new dizzying heights. So the theory was... that we think of a restaurant, Nando's,
mm-hmm.
as an example. Other Portuguese restaurant chains are available. Try not to go to Pepe's in Highbury because it wasn't that good, was it?
No, that was grim. That was grim.
Yeah, so what would you rate a Nando's? I would go solid, middle of the table, let's go... Crystal Palace.
I was going to say Palace. Yeah, I was thinking of Palace. You know what you're going to get. Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's all right. Sometimes it's a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. Pepe's I'd call a Luton.
Pepe's I'd probably call like Hartlepool or something like that. Just disappoint you every week. Yeah, they're shocking.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you had secret beef against Hartlepool.
No, it's no secret beef. It's just I know that they used to let Jeff down over the years, and now they're in the National League.
Yeah.
So okay. Just that level, you think, disappointing, you know?
Fair enough.
But so I do like this as a rating, though. This rating thing, I do really enjoy this.
So we want to rate things, don't we? So give us some things to rate.
You.
Me? Fucking hell. What's lower than Hartlepool?
What's lower than Hartlepool? Margate.
Margate, thanks.
Or you could be Faversham Town.
Okay. I don't know how to feel about that.
Ramsgate.
Pretty bad.
Define the odds and you're smashing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're smashing it.
Well, they're in the second round of the FA Cup and they're top of the league, so they're smashing it, really, mate.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. We'll go with that then. I'm Ramsgate. Thank you. What could we rate you as? Somewhere that's massive, but also really... I'd say you're a bit of a Tottenham.
Oh, you can fuck right off. We are ending this fucking podcast.
As in big... But no one really likes you.
Wow. I don't know what I'm more insulted by. The fact that I'm fat, no one likes me, or you just compare me to Tottenham. Wow.
I genuinely don't know what to say to that.
Wow. I was trying to be nice about fucking Ramsgate. Jesus. Anyway. Wow. Seriously. Tottenham.
Yeah, I'd say you're Tottenham.
Wow. Okay. Right. Do you know what you're more like?
Oh, here we go. He's still
not even a team.
5 minutes, but
no, it's changed now. You're not really a team. You're more of a player now. El Hadj Diouf.
Throwback to a previous episode where Ben slated El Hadj Diouf for a solid 20 minutes.
Oh, mate, I hate him. I absolutely hate him.
Fair enough. yeah, so I'm happy to rate things. So let's see what our listeners give us. What can we rate?
Yeah, drop us an email. I'm sure you know it by now, but footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. And yeah, give us some restaurants, give us some things to rate, and we'll rate them every week, and we'll see what we can do.
It's up there.
You have no idea what you're doing, do you?
It's up there.
You're literally you have the video, and you go like this to try and fucking point to it. Jesus. Okay. What else is what's on your list of things to talk about then? Let's just move on.
This is really good for an audio fucking thing, isn't it?
Encourage the listeners. Look, we are on YouTube as well. Will has finally sorted it after 4 years. He finally managed a way to get us on YouTube. I mean, I think I found it actually, but yeah, Will's got it. Will does it every week. Found wit. Yeah, I got excited.
Found wit. Sorry. I found wit. Yes, I got my IT sorted just right.
What's that? Sorry, you got your earphones in? I couldn't quite hear you.
I've got a little quiz for you if you're interested.
Oh, we're doing a quiz now, are we? Okay.
Yeah, a little quiz now. I just want you to tell me, so I'm talking football.
Okay.
Not American football, not cricket, football.
Soccer.
So, like, football, association football.
Okay. Yeah? Yep.
Can you tell me the biggest stadium in terms of capacity in the world?
In the world? Is it the Maracana?
See, that's what I thought.
Really?
But judging by that response, is obviously incorrect. So I'll give you one more go. If you can get the country, right? If you get the country, I will give you 20 FDP points. Actually, I will go one further. I will give you one prediction point.
Wow, one no prediction Googling. Point.
No Googling. If you get the country, no Googling. No, stop. Oh, you look down.
Okay.
Hands up.
Yeah, it's here. Can I have a clue?
No, not for one prediction point. After what we've got country... through this, I'm starting to sweat now.
I'm going to go with China. So I know that they've got big... Oh, it's not China then.
It's not China, no.
God, where is it?
So it's the Rungrado 1st of May Stadium. And it holds between 115 and 150,000 people.
How could it be it's between? That's quite a big gap as well.
Yeah, the official capacity is 115,000, but I think... they've squeezed. When I tell you the country, you'll be like, all right, that makes sense. I think they've squeezed a few more in there. It is in East Asia. So you're right. It's close to China.
North Korea. Yeah,
North
okay.
North Korea.
Yeah.
In Pyongyang. That is incredible.
Wow. I wonder what their best attendance is.
I think it's 150,000. 150,000 is the most that it's ever had.
Okay.
And then can you tell me the second biggest association football ground? It's in Europe. It's a big team.
I'm going to say Barcelona.
Yeah, correct. Well done.
Boom. One prediction point. Get in. What do you mean, no?
How about no?
But you just said.
Yeah, but I did.
One prediction per question, surely. Can't be like just for that one question. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well,
what a shit quiz. What a shit quiz.
Thank you. Thank you. So did you hear the sad news over the weekend that Eltel has sadly passed away?
I did. Do you know what? Weirdly enough, I actually heard it from the FDP.
Did you?
Yeah, I wasn't on my phone that much. And it's only that I scrolled through and saw the announcement. So well done on that one. But yeah, apparently he'd been...
Thanks.
I don't know what he died, what he passed away of, but some sort of
illness. It was a long-term illness, yeah, long-term illness. They didn't specify.
He's it's been sad, because he was always such a likeable character.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, yeah. What's your best memory of him?
Do you know what? I don't really remember him as a player or manager, really. I just remember him as a pundit, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, but I just... Yeah. Yeah, there's no specific memory, but whenever he sort of spoke, you just ended up... I don't know, he just come across just so down to earth.
Yeah. Like
he's never bigged anyone up, but never slagged anyone off. He just said what it was, sort of thing, you know?
He wasn't a hodder, was he? But I remember Euro 96. I remember being mad for football. Like, that was my first real English... Like, not English. It was my first real tournament that England were in. And yeah, I just remember the buzz, like connecting the Panini stickers and having the book, and yeah, I remember questioning, like, why is he taking David Platt? I never used to like David Platt.
I still don't.
Yeah, no, me neither, really. So yeah, very sad. I've listened to a few sort of things that he did. He was very successful. I think, you know, if you can win the FA Cup with Tottenham, then you're definitely doing something right. Beat Arsenal on the way there in the semis.
Disappointing.
yeah.
Did you
absolutely
know?
Crazy.
He only got two England caps.
Yeah, two England caps. But I don't think he wasn't like a big player in the playing days. And you tend to find that with managers, didn't you? Like, he had a good career. Like, don't get me wrong, he was... You know, I can't really think of someone off the top of my head that had a really good career but didn't make it into the England team. Like, I don't know, Jimmy Bullard. I don't know why Jimmy Bullard, but that's the way I went to.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea there.
No.
That was a really random name as well.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you pull that Bullard out of?
He's funny.
Yeah, he is amazing. Yes, it's a sad loss, though, isn't it? It's a sad loss for football.
It certainly is, yeah.
So, yeah, our thoughts go out to Terry's friends, his family, and his loved ones. Heartfelt from the FDP. But, yeah, and is there any other more sort of chirpier news that's happened? Happened this week? Oh, I can't speak to
that. Have you seen the run-in for the Brazilian Premier League?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
Tell me all about it. Tell the listeners.
Hold on to your horses. So in sixth place, Bragantino, 59 points. 35 games played. They will play 35 games. 38 to play, so 3 games left. They're on 59. Gremio, 59. Atletico Mineiro, 60 points. Botafogo, 62 points in third place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 3 points between those.
Okay.
Flamengo, 63 points.
Wow.
Palmeiras, 63 points.
Whoa.
So between sixth place and first, you've got 4-point difference with 3 games left to play.
Bloody hell. That's close, isn't it? How exciting.
They've all won 18 games, bar Atletico Mineiro, who have won 17. That's crazy, isn't it? Can you imagine that? I was actually thinking to myself the other day, the Premier League this season could be the closest it's ever been between more than 2 teams. But could you imagine that in the Premier League?
Who would it be in the Prem, do you think, if that would ever happen in the next 4 or 5 years? What team do you think could do that?
So obviously you've got your Man City, you've got your Arsenal, you've got your Liverpool. I reckon Newcastle are up there. Tottenham are up there. probably chuck Chelsea in there as well, because I think they're going to go from strength to strength. Although, Thiago Silva.
Poor Thiago, man.
Man United, you can't knock them, can you?
No, they're a weird team, though.
Well, we're not into Premier League yet, anyway. We're talking about
just a question. Christ, sorry, mate. Sorry, boss. Apologies.
So, yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
We'll keep an eye on that every week. Got to keep an eye until that's over. Yeah.
Are you doing that? Is that your job, yeah?
You're the world correspondent, mate. You do this.
Here we go. We'll keep an eye on that every week.
Yeah, I was saying, we'll keep an eye on that every week.
No, not my job.
No, we'll. Yeah, we'll. Keep an eye.
Sure, mate. Sure thing, bro. Sure thing.
That's cool, though, isn't it? Brazil-Argentina. That was a good game.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mate, why does Gabi Jesus start, and then, even though he's been injured for us?
That is a good question. I don't know, but he did start at the weekend, and he hasn't gone off injured yet.
No, he looked very ineffective, though, didn't he?
Yeah. But did you see before the game?
I did not, know.
Okay, so there was crowd trouble, and you had the police. So it was in Brazil, and you had the police, the Brazilian police, that were trying to control the crowd, I think is the right way of positioning it. But they were using, like, batons, and, like, they were beating people up, and it looked a bit dodge, a little bit sus. So you had the Argentinian players go out to confront the police and say, this isn't acceptable, what's happening, like, blah, 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 what are you doing? And then they were, like, Emi Martinez went and grabbed a baton off of a police officer. Then, like, you had Messi in the middle of it all. Like, it was all going on. In the end, they had to say, you guys need to go because you're making this worse. So they had to go and sit inside and basically wait for all of their fans to be, you know, calmed. And I think they were using force. So essentially just sitting there waiting for them to come back out. So, yeah, wow. It was really sad. Really sad. But, yeah, fair play to the Argentinian players to go out there and do that.
Yeah, that's bold. But it always seems to be in sort of the South American countries where you do seem to have a lot of trouble because the sort of rivalries are just so intensified. It's, you know, we're obviously used to Premier League and sort of English football rivalries, but, you know, you see it a little bit abroad and, you know, especially across Europe, and you get all the flares coming off and things like that. You think, oh, it looks a bit intimidating. But there, it's just next level.
What are you talking about? Did you not see Pep and Darwin Nunes having an absolute screaming match? I thought that was worse, mate.
Yeah, mate, that was dangerous. People could have lost their life that day. Christ.
No, that is bad. And yeah, you are right. It does seem to be, you know, the Argentinians? The South America. Let's blame the Argentinians.
Yeah, Christ. That's not what I meant. That was a little bit out of the blue.
Yeah, it always seems to be the Argentinians. It does seem to be a lot of the passion from the South American teams.
Passion, that's what it is, yeah.
Passion.
That's what they call it. Definitely a passion.
Should we move on to the Premier League results?
Yeah, can do. What game was first? Was it? It was the big one first, wasn't it?
It was Darwin v Pep. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, by the way, talking of boxing, has anybody listened to the latest episode of Full Steam Ahead?
Yes, I have. I recorded
that. That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Oh, mouth was funny. We loved it.
Fair play, mate.
Did you not like it?
It's a great podcast. Listen to Full Steam Ahead, where you can hear Ben's dulcet tones to get you going. And your mate, Flat Cap. The intro, have a listen to the intro. If that's all you have to listen to, that's all you have to listen to. You'll come back to this one. That's fine. But have a little listen to the intro. Let us know what you think. Call in.
Yeah, we thought it was funny. We thought we'd give it a go.
Email us.
Email. Radio. DM. We're not on radio.
We're not on radio, no. Call us in. 81199.
Mate, 81199 are going to be flooded with texts and calls now.
That's Radio 1, so yeah, they will be, all right.
I wonder if Pete's going to message in this week as well. See what he's been saying.
Yeah. I haven't checked the emails, actually. Have you?
No.
Fair play. Manchester City, Liverpool.
Before we go into it, what did you think of the game?
I reckon it was probably what everybody saw when Arsenal beat City 1-0. I thought it was really dull. And we were like, oh, it was amazing. We played such great football. I reckon if you're Liverpool, you're that team. You're saying that. If you're everybody else, you're like, God, that's fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree. But what I don't know if why I'm getting annoyed by it, why I feel a bit triggered, but why are they billing up like City and Liverpool as this great rivalry? Because they're not. Like, they've been the two best teams for quite a while. I appreciate that completely. But even both of them don't see each other as rivals. Like, trying to build up Liverpool and United, and, you know, obviously United are not, you know, where they used to be, etc., etc. But I don't know, I just don't see it as a rivalry.
I think it's one that's building. I think there is a building rivalry because they're so close. It's a bit like the Arsenal United. That became a rivalry because we were 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Normally Man United was 1. But
but they're sort of like belittling it as, oh, they're enemies and they hate each other. They don't. They're just competitors. But there's no hatred there. There's no bad blood between those teams. They actually play, you know, very entertaining and good football. They don't really tend to get, you know, properly heated. There's not really often too many dirty tackles or anything like that. They're just two very good footballing sides. Yeah. It's not like Arsenal, Man United of old, where it's like 1-0, 1-1s, and there'd always be a scrap, like Vieira smacks someone in the face, or Roy Keane's like snaps someone's leg or something like that. There's no sort of like dark arts rivalry there. It's just, yeah, they're rivals, simple as that. But like Sky Sports, oh, they're enemies, they face again. I'm like, fuck off, mate. It's just two fucking teams playing football. Like, there's no enemies there.
Do you know what this is?
What?
You're getting old.
I think I am getting old, yeah. I've hung around with you for 5 years now. You've worn off of me, man.
You want there to be the fighting,
the
passion that there was when Vieira and Keane would just fuck everybody over. You want that back again. But I'm telling you, mate, it ain't coming back.
Do you know what? I'm not even that fussed about it. I just don't... I think it's just boring trying to drum up this... they're enemies. No, they're not. They're just competitors. They're both rivals to a certain extent. They're not enemies. No.
They are enemies. They just don't want to kill each other like you want them to.
Enemies is different to rivals.
Yesterday, Matty Cash was trending on X because he did a couple of bad tackles on a couple of Tottenham players. I can't think of who it was now off the top of my head. But he did a couple of bad tackles and he's trending because everyone wants him gone. Well, there was a few people because, you know, it is Tottenham. No one really likes them that much. So they were a bit like, yeah, give Matty Cash a pint from me. But there was that. That's the world that we live in. Those tackles back in the day, mate, would have just been tackles. Would have gone, yeah, play on.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. He made some good tackles. I thought they were good tackles.
Yeah, he got the ball, but he did take a lot of it.
Got the ball, it's fine.
Alisson had a bit of a dodgy one, didn't he? He was sort of a bit of a hero and a zero, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was the clearances just wasn't up to his standards.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Matty Cash.
Is that where we're going from, is it?
Our editing is going to be really good in this episode, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Yeah, you're making this really difficult for us, but that's fine. We didn't have a technical glitch and we just go back a couple of minutes. That's not a problem.
So good.
Alisson's clearances, though, were bad.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a rocky game.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you at least you remembered.
Yeah, I mean, you've just changed it back. That's fine. It doesn't flow as per usual.
Yeah. Apologies. But yeah, Alisson's clearances. What about them?
Yeah, they were a bit wafty, weren't they, to say the least? Bless him.
Wafty.
He made some good saves, but yeah, yep. He's a couple of clearances and his sort of delivery's not been the best. It wasn't the best on show. However, 1-1, that's a great result.
It is a great result, yeah, 1-1. Very impressed with Trent's goal. That was very good. Haaland could have got a couple, but didn't. It's what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is. Yeah, I don't know whether it's an exciting game or not. I just can't work it out.
No, we spoke about that a moment ago and we decided it wasn't. So
yeah.
I don't know why you still can't work it out. Is that you just trying to fill time? Should we just move on to the next game, Burnley West Ham? Yeah, okay. All right, great. It was 2-1 to West Ham. What did you think?
Yeah, it was a good game, mate. Good game. I feel bad for Burnley. Two very, very late goals. Yeah, I do feel bad for Burnley.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Credit to you for sitting there still with the smell of cat shit. You still haven't cleared it up.
I think she's going again, mate.
Christ.
It's in her little box. It's not like she's just doing it on the floor.
Well, that's something. Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah.
At least not on your laptop.
She's here. No, she's all right, she's here. I don't know why I'm giving you this fucking rundown.
Yeah,
of
no one
cats.
Cares. No one cares.
No. Not even I care.
No. But no, Burnley, I think they deserve 3 points. But gutted for them. Yeah, I think they're due a win. They're playing some good football. They kept West Ham at bay for such a long time. But I think West Ham's experience in the Prem just pulls through at the end, doesn't it? They've got a better team, got better players, and it worked out for them in the end.
I genuinely think if you're any team really, and you're made of something, in January you go and get kudos. I know they won't, but what a baller! He just changes that whole team.
Yeah, he does.
I heard Mikel Antonio is out, and he could be out for a little while, but I just don't know where he's going to fit back in. I think he's got injured at the worst time.
For who? For him, rather than West Ham.
For him, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a different style of play that West Ham are sort of doing now, isn't it? That's the thing. So it does make it difficult for him. But it gives them that. I think he's become that plan B rather than the plan A now.
Well, I don't. It's early to say yet, but they had Danny Ings and they brought Mbamba on. But I don't know whether the likes of Cornet, whether he's going to start a few more games. Whether Ings is going to become the main man. I don't think it's Ings. Interesting to see what's going to happen with West Ham, but Kudus just brings just a completely different aspect to the game.
Yeah, spent that Declan Rice money well, haven't they?
They have. Burnley, just poor, mate. Just so poor. Especially defensively. Keep trying to play out from the back. Mm. Keep trying, boys. Keep trying. It's not working.
At what point do you just say, look, we need to play to stay in the league here?
You were, sorry?
At what point, surely, or sorry, what point did Burnley sit there and go, we need to play differently now? We need to play for points to stay in the league. Playing nice football because it's not working.
Well, they're not even playing nice football because it's not working.
Mm.
I think it's probably going to be the downfall of Kompany. Although I don't think it should be. I think he's good enough. We know what he's got. We know what he can do.
Can he do it at this level though? He did it in the Championship. Granted, and credit to him. Absolutely bossed it, but he's not doing it in the Prem at the moment.
No, he's not. No, you are right. But I think he will. I think Burnley are one of those teams. So Everton obviously dropped the 10 points. And Burnley are the only team that's below them, which I think says quite a lot. I don't know if they've got the minerals for it. But I don't know if that's Kompany's fault. If you get a manager in, so if you think back to last season, the bottom three chucked their managers in and the bottom three went down. If they stick with Kompany through thick and thin, I wonder if that's going to be the difference between them just making it or the likes of, I don't know, Bournemouth maybe, or Luton might decide to chuck their manager. I just don't know, mate. I don't know what the answer is, but yeah. I think they'll stick with it, though. Just get better.
Yeah, I'm not saying like they should sack him or anything like that, but I think surely he's got to acknowledge that and change his approach to football for this season and integrate better defensively and then focus on the attack later on.
Well, the defence that's letting them down is the defence that's attacking, playing out from the back, getting the ball out, picking it around. That's where their failure is at the minute. Yeah. I don't know if they will. I think that's their motto. That's how they want to play. So they just need to get better at it rather than change it. It's like VAR, isn't it? Rather than just stop it, just get better at it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that completely. But good managers need to adapt. Need to adapt and realise where you're going wrong.
Good players need to adapt to the surroundings and adapt to what the manager wants.
Absolutely, but they're clearly not good players then if they can't do that. They're not good enough at this level, so he needs to change
it. The problem.
No, their first goal should be survival. They've just come up.
I know what you mean.
I mean, we can talk about this back and forward, say the same thing all day.
You know, pretty much. Luton beat Crystal Palace at the weekend, mate.
They did. What a massive, massive win for Luton.
Massive win, yeah. I was a bit worried when they scored and then Elise basically single-handedly went up the other end and scored himself.
Mate, how good was that Elise goal?
That's fucking quality.
When he hit it, I was like, why? Oh, fair enough.
It was quality, yeah. Really good. But the defending let Palace down for Brown's winner.
Yeah, Anderson, I don't know what he was doing. He's been really good for them.
It was Anderson and the keeper, wasn't it? I thought the keeper was just a bit like, oh, I don't know. But maybe he got a call, maybe he got a shout from Anderson. I don't know, but... Yeah, funny one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an uncharacteristic error from Palace. They're normally pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, very strange.
Poor from Palace. I would have expected a bit better from them.
But is this the home form of Luton coming through and that home support, getting them that extra sort of 5-10% to be able to beat teams like that?
Well, yeah, evidently, yeah. I think it's about the persistence that they show, that they know what they need to do. Maybe it goes back to what you say about Kompany. They know what they need to do and they're going out and doing it.
They are massive 3 points. First huge home win for them. Congrats, move on. Get out of the table.
Next game. Newcastle Chelsea.
Mate, what a game. Chelsea just didn't turn up at all.
Not at all. Thiago Silva, I mentioned it before, just had an uncharacteristically bad game.
I don't think it was bad. I thought it was fucking terrible.
Yeah. Just, I think he was at fault for the first goal, wasn't he? He lost his footing.
Yep.
And then was it for the last goal where he was, he dribbled it
off the pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is his last season.
I'm surprised, to be honest, because with all the changes that's happened at Chelsea, I'm actually surprised that defensively he's still there. Like, he's been quality for them, don't get me wrong, but just in terms of the youth coming through, which seems to be kind of the way that they're going, I don't know why Thiago Silva's still there, really. But, yeah, maybe it's just a bad game, but, yeah. We'll see. I thought James had a bad game as well. Reece James.
Do you know what? Reece James has not played three games in a row since 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
Since 2021?
Yeah. If he's been available and ready to play, he's not started three games back to back.
Wow, that is something, isn't it?
That's mental. How can you have that, sort of player with reliability issues as a captain?
Yeah, and then he got sent off. So he didn't get injured, but he got sent off.
Yeah. So whatever it is, injury, cards, whatever, he's not been able to play three games in a row.
That's mad. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mind-blowing. But we've spoken about Chelsea being bad. Newcastle looked good.
I was literally going to say pretty much the same thing. Yeah, Newcastle were really good, weren't they?
Anthony Gordon... We took the piss when they signed
him. No.
Okay, no. I took the piss when they signed him. I didn't see the hype. And then he didn't start many games for him. I was like, waste of money. It was a lot of money that they spent. But he's proven that he has got a lot of potential for the future. And he looks solid. Now, he's had a run of games playing in a team that plays to his strengths. He's looking a very, very good buy for them.
Very good buy. I completely agree. They've had a lot of injury problems, Newcastle. So I do feel a little bit for them, but they seem to be coming out the other side now. Big shout out for Kieran Trippier. Mate, Reece James doesn't stand a chance of getting back into that England team now. I think Trips has secured his line up there.
But you've got to bear in mind the age. So I think Trippier's got one more big tournament.
Yeah.
And then Reece James is kind of the successor for that.
Yeah. Obviously,
you've still got Walker there as well. So the only problem is Walker and Trippier are probably last big tournaments. Maybe one more after, depending on if they stay in form and still playing at that sort of highest level without injuries. But it's a big drop off after that. Reece James, don't know whether he's going to get there. What I'm just going to say is we're a little bit weak at right back, or we'll be weak, which is mad to say, because right now we've got a wealth of talent and experience.
Yeah.
But does this mean Trent could be our starting right back after 2024?
You've done a really good job of turning that positive into a real negative there. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That's what I do best. But I'm just, when you talk about it, like, it's great. We have got all this strength and depth, and I think next tournament is going to be fantastic for England. But if we get a few people saying, I'm going to quit from international football, that's two very big, versatile players. Who do you replace them with?
Probably Tomiyasu, I would have thought.
Such a dick.
Ben White?
Yeah, well, if Southgate goes, you never know. There's obviously a bit of beef there, isn't there?
Yeah.
A bit of old fighting talk.
But before Ben started to talk, Kieran Trippier's doing really, really well. I think he'll do really well for England.
Yeah, he looks absolutely quality at the moment. He does look quality.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
That was a wicked buy for Newcastle. Experience, talent.
Yeah.
Smashing it.
But when he goes, Newcastle are fucked.
They are. They really could be. They could be.
Forest Brighton?
Yeah, who can I slag off in the Forest Brighton game?
Evan Ferguson scored, mate. He's one for the future, isn't he? If he doesn't break his leg.
I'll tell you what, though. If he gets injured, Brighton are screwed, aren't they? No, good old Evan Ferguson. He's in my dream team. So, yeah, great, great for me. Good goal.
Yeah.
It was a lot closer than I thought it would be, though, this game.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I thought Forest was going to win, but yeah.
Oh, I had faith in Brighton. I was a bit surprised by the dunk red. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't understand how he got a yellow.
I think it was for dissent, wasn't it?
I've watched it and I'm like, what? What did he do?
He just kept talking. I think that was the problem. It was just like, talk. All right, see you later then.
I know someone like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, big 3 points for Brighton, because they've been on a bit of a bad run. And beating Forest at home, it's quite a tough ask.
At the City Ground, yeah, it's a tough one there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. But is Dunk going to be a big blow for them, being out for a game now?
No, I think Brighton will be all right. Who they got next?
I don't know. Do we have a look?
I don't think anyone cares. No, I don't think so.
Brighton have got Chelsea.
Well, then maybe.
I'll change your tune now, yeah? Nice.
Did you know that Justin Kluivert is one of two or three people to score in all of the top European leagues?
I did not. Who are the others?
I can't remember.
Ibrahimovic.
Was it? See,
well, he's not played in Germany though. But
I was just going to say he hasn't played in Germany.
Has Kluivert played in Germany?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up this stat.
Why?
Because now we don't know the rest of it. There's no comparisons of who else have done it or anything.
Fucking hell.
No, it's just funny. We do this every single time. We come up with a cool stat. One of us goes, oh yeah, who else? And they're like, I don't know.
Okay. Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so Justin Kluivert.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah.
I don't know, mate.
Okay, well, guys, if you're listening, if you know, tune in and let us know, and we'll announce it next week, because Will is frantically looking through Google pages at the moment. You can see the reflection in his face and eyes. He's,
yeah,
no idea. Just trying to think, who else would it be? Cavani? No, he's not played in Spain, has he? Italy, France, England.
Should we move on?
Yeah, what's the next game? Sheffield United, Bournemouth.
Yeah, that's the game that we were just on, mate.
No, it wasn't. We were just talking about Forest Brighton.
We were just talking about Justin Kluivert.
Yeah, but you didn't say who it was.
Sorry. What, Justin Kluivert?
You just said Justin. You didn't say about who, what team it was. Sorry, I didn't realise. Yeah, so Bournemouth had a really good result there, 3-1.
Yeah.
Smashing result.
Yeah.
Smashing. Oh, mate, we are not in sync, are we? Just saying, if he was here, it probably would have worked a bit better, wouldn't it? Rather than teams, but never mind. But yeah, massive 3 points for Bournemouth on the road. Another loss for Sheffield. Mate, Sheffield United, I think you said it, they could go down on the lowest number of points.
Yeah.
It's between them and Burnley.
I think...
Bro, stop Googling shit and focus on what we're doing. You can't multitask. You're failing miserably. Yep, cool. Good silence.
Cool. Yeah, because you don't fucking give me a chance to speak, mate, before you jump all over me. It's getting upsetting.
You wish I was, sunshine.
Sorry, what was your question?
I don't know anymore.
I think Iriola's doing... His tactics seem to be coming into play really now, doesn't he?
Yeah, they've changed. Are they a better team? Or have they just changed the way they play?
Devan Jovetic is the only other player to do it.
Oh, nice one. Well done.
Thank you. They play nice football, don't they, now? They seem to be sort of coming along quite nicely in their attack.
Yeah.
Over a line on Solanke, you could argue. Although, this last game, you would probably say not.
I mean, it doesn't answer my question, but yeah, that's a very valid point.
Sorry. What was your question?
Are they a better team now? Or do they just play differently?
No, they're a better team now. They're a better team in terms of footballing style than they were last season. But I don't know if they have got the capacity to continue with that like they would have if O'Neill was still there. I think there'd be a bit more survival instincts. If O'Neill was still there, but he's not. Iraola is, and they're playing some good football.
Go on, stretch that out a little bit longer if you can. That was a politician's answer. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
So, just to conclude, you don't think they're a better team, then?
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
No, I do.
You can understand where I got a bit lost. Oh, my God. I really hope it's not just me that completely lost track of what the hell you were talking about.
Do you want to go over it again?
No. Brentford, Arsenal. Christ. Let's move on. That was a goalkeeper who has been put under unnecessary pressure, making silly mistakes.
Well, he didn't kick the ball, did he?
Well, he didn't kick the ball because he's second questioning himself.
The first rule of football is you have to kick the ball. If you don't kick the ball, they could get the goal. But luckily, Declan Rice was on hand.
I want to loop back to Rice in a sec, but just sticking on the Ramsdale stuff for a sec. He was incredible last season. He was in team in a season, barely getting a kick of the ball this season, and then gets thrown in because he has to, because Rye is obviously ineligible to play against his parent club. Ramsdale doesn't make those stupid mistakes unless he feels the pressure and he's low on confidence. He's literally ruined England's potential future number one there. And Arsenal's new David Seaman. Could have been there for 8, 10, 12 years.
They were all levered. Well done. You've been practising.
It was really hard to say.
Could be there for 7, 9, 13 years.
What about 11? Yeah, what I said, what about 11?
Yes, geez, I knew you'd pick me up on that.
But yeah, so thanks. I think it's just... I feel really bad for him, but they were huge, huge errors. Like, luckily, as you said, Declan Rice, one of the only worthy £100 million players, he's just there.
One of the only worthy £100 million players.
So this summer, we had four players. Well, this summer, in the last 12 months, we had four players that have gone for over £100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo, Caicedo, mm-hmm. Bellingham and Rice. You tell me who's really worth £100 million out of those four. There's two players that are, and there's two players that aren't.
But okay, so you've kind of had a little asterisk there, and then gone for 2022-23 season only. Sorry, 23-24 season only.
No, last 12 months, calendar year. Enzo was signed in Jan. Was it Jan? Yeah, it was Jan.
My point was, Ben, that you said he's the only £100 million player he's been worth the £100 million.
Yeah, there's two. Right? It's him and Bellingham.
Okay, but they're not the only two players that have been signed for over £100 million.
No, okay, that's and what then, I said, no, in the no, last no, 12
let me
months.
Fucking finish. No, let me finish. This is the problem with you, right? You say shit, you then chuck in a little caveat, and then you cut me over to make me look stupid. I'm not having it anymore.
Look, I missaid what I was trying to say. I got a little bit excited, but over the last 12 months, you've had four big, big transfers of players over 100 million. There's been like sagas, obviously, with Caicedo and a bit with Rice as well. But Rice has proved, like, no one's questioning that we spent over 100 million on him. I still think it's ridiculous money, but he has been incredible. Bellingham, you could never, ever question that he's gone for 100 million. He broke Ronaldo's record at the weekend for scoring the most goals in his first 15 games for Real Madrid's record, which is obviously held by Ronaldo.
Unbelievable.
He's not a striker. He's a midfielder, slash 10.
What's he got, 13 and 15 now?
14.
Is it 14 now?
Yeah, 14 and 15. Ronaldo 14
and 15, that's right.
That's mental.
And there was also another record broken that we failed to mention. Haaland got his 50th in 48.
Yeah. Fastest ever. It's just insane.
The next one was Andy Cole, wasn't it? Who done it in like 65 games. That's fucking mad, isn't it?
And that doesn't really get spoken about enough. Because Andy Cole did that with no penalties either. That was just goals. And that was at a time when goals were harder to get.
Well, we'll speak about it next week as well, if you want.
Yeah, why not?
We've spoken about enough.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it again. We'll check in on the Brazil league as well then, can't we, Will?
We're moving to the Sunday fixtures.
Yeah, go on then. We've already spoken briefly about Tottenham Villa.
Did we?
Yeah, we spoke a little bit earlier.
Did my voice just go really high-pitched?
Yeah, it did. I wasn't going to take the piss, but yeah.
Why?
It sounded like someone pinched your left bollock. where do you want to start, really? Everton or Tottenham?
Well, if we start at the top and work our way down, shall we? So let's go with Tottenham, who went ahead with an absolute banging goal from Lo Celso.
Absolute belter volley, wasn't it?
It was a belter volley.
Martinez had no chance of that whatsoever.
Well,
No, don't give me that shit. You go and goal and face a shot that hard on the volley and tell me you had a chance. You don't see that till late. It took a deflection as well. Took a heavy deflection, sent it a different way. Nah, Martinez has no chance of saving that. No chance, mate. No chance at all. But yeah, it was a fantastic goal. But the corner was weird. Nobody got it. Went through the entire defence and attack in the box and then just suddenly fell to him.
How did he hit it?
Hit on sort of half volley.
Was it direct from the corner?
Yeah, just went all the way through.
Okay.
It was a really weird play. I mean, it worked for him.
Pau Torres got an equaliser, good header. Ollie Watkins, mate, can't stop scoring.
He can't. Form of his life.
Now, we're on this game, so I just want to say that we have criticised VAR. It's only right that we say, well done, because I think they got every single offside or incident right in this. I'm not sure if there was too much of a complaint to be made. They appear to be over the last couple of weeks learning from their mistakes. We'll wait and see. But that was a really well managed game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what made it better, and I may be slightly biased in saying this, but they had three goals disallowed, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Yeah, they did.
And as you said, all legitimately ruled off. But yeah, fantastic.
It was fantastic. So, Elise scored a banging goal, didn't he?
Yeah.
Would you say goal of the season?
No.
Or would you... Hang on, wait. Would you have said goal of the season?
I think it would be a contender. It was great. It was a great hit. Definitely up there. It'd be part of the selections. You can't really match that. Lo Celso could be. That was a great finish.
Good technique. Do you think the last game of the weekend could produce a better goal?
I don't know. Kick-off's 8 o'clock tonight, Fulham Wolves, so I'm not sure.
Oh, is it still the weekend?
Well, yeah. It's the weekend.
Yeah, football. Oh, right. Yeah, dick.
God, you're so passag. Jesus, you can tell you've had a shit day and you can't work technology properly. It's annoyed you.
Garnacho scored an absolute banger, though.
Who did?
Garnacho.
Oh, Garnacho, not Garnacho. Garnacho.
Carry on, mate.
Oh, you get so triggered. I love it. Just like, oh, yeah. He scored an absolute worldie, didn't he? And how did you see how far he had to track back to get that as well?
Yeah, it was impossible. It was Bale-esque.
Bale-esque. Ronaldo-esque, some may say.
Ronaldo-esque. It was definitely the best goal of the season. Rooney-esque.
Rooney, yes. Mate, it was incredible.
We could just go through everybody who does a bicycle kick before. Yeah. Pele-esque.
Zlatan-esque.
Yeah. Peter Crouch.
Crouch-esque, yep. Defoe-esque. I'm sure he scored one at some point. Still not as good as a Giroud scorpion kick, though.
No, very
it's
true.
Not as good
very
as true. That. But, yeah, you can't take away from what a finish that was. Great technique. Balls to even attempt that.
Balls.
And three balls. Minutes into a game.
3 minutes in, big balls of fire.
Fair play, Alejandro.
You predicted an Everton win.
Yes.
I think your thought process on that was that they'd been docked 10 points, they'd be ready to come out and fight.
Yeah, pretty much. And what they did was they came out and didn't fight at all.
They didn't. I think it will take them a little bit of time to come into this. I think Man United are coming onto a little bit of form. Although Everton did seem a bit unfair. 51% possession, 24 shots, 6 shots on target. You'd think that was Man United, wasn't it? It was Everton. So, you know, they were arguably kind of a better team. Just couldn't put their chances away.
Decore missed a good chance. Just put it wide, side foot wide.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they will come good. I don't think there's anything to worry about just yet. If you're there on the blue side of Liverpool, but there was a lot of talk this week, weren't there, of the 10-point deduction, and Dyche has come out and said that it's unfair. Peps has said, did I call him Peps?
You did.
Has said that it's completely different. Of course, listened and read a few different things, and it's all just so complex.
Absolutely.
So complex. Everton 1 charge, 10 points. Man City 115 charges. Might not ever make it to court.
When you say it so black and white, it's just ridiculous.
It is, yeah.
Absolute joke.
You have to feel for them. And there's, I think you said it last week, didn't you? There's other teams from last year looking to sue.
Yeah.
Everton as well, so you know this is just the start of that. But I'm hoping that there's extra pressure put on the Premier League for the Man City, potentially Chelsea. So
yeah, just got to wait and see what happens. I think this is going to go on for years and years without anything. Especially,
City will ever be charged. I don't think it will get there.
Well, they've been charged by UEFA a few times. I've had to just pay fines and get on with it. So the Premier League, they just need to get to the bottom of whatever it is that they've done. Charge them, do proper penalties, not just point deductions, take away the titles, do relegations and things. They need to be so harsh on these teams that break these financial fair play rules and whatever rulings they are, to say we don't stand for it, because otherwise the Premier League is just corrupt as what Serie A used to be. You know, with Juventus and things like that, with the match-fixing scandals. It's just the same sort of thing.
But, it's not as simple as that, though, is it? It's not as simple as having Man City be charged and then found, they've got to be found guilty. There's legal sort of things that tie in the Premier League up in knots and the courts, and you know they're saying everything's above board and that there's no issues there, that these charges aren't right, and that actually it could be that out of 115 charges, none of it ever makes it to court. It's so complex. And you can't see Man City just getting away with it. There's always going to be a cloud over Man City for me. I mean, when you talk of who's won the treble in England, Man United. Man City's done it, but they've done it under a cloud for me, and I feel like it didn't really count.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. And I know they only won it last season, but no one's talking about it now. Whereas United, it was, 24 years ago? People are still talking about that now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's boring.
Yeah. Just goes to show. But yeah, a massive 3-0 win for United.
Massive, yeah. They've done really well. Takes them up to sixth place. Tottenham down to fifth. Villa are in the top four.
Yeah, I know, a couple of points. United are still there. What and considering they've not been...
Yeah, I know, a couple of...
I don't know. But United are doing very well, considering they're playing really shit football. They're the league's most informed team.
Yeah.
So they're scraping these wins. They're doing it very quietly. Everyone's still slagging them off about their performances, but they're getting the 3 points every game at the moment. Who cares?
They are.
And Ten Hag, I think he's got the most points in his first X amount of games, 50 games or whatever it was as well. Most wins and things like that. So he's doing something right.
Doing something right, yeah.
Just people are just whingy.
It's just they're not playing Man United way, are they?
No, but I don't think that exists anymore. Football's changed. Very tough to play that Man United way anymore. Move with the times.
I was thinking next week we do the Euro roundup next week. So we've been banging on for quite a while.
We have. It has been a bit of a longer one than usual.
So should we do that next week?
Yeah, we'll do that next week. We did a big roundup last week of things, didn't we? So, and we're throwing the Brazilian league in there now just for bants.
Yeah.
So it'll be an extra long one. But yeah, should we just call it a day then, mate? You seem a bit stressed, and I can smell that my dinner is nearly ready. It smells banging.
Oh, banging. We got
pepperoni pasta.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. I'm gutted I'm not going to football, but I can't wait.
Well, enjoy, and I'll see you next week, guys.
Lovely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Goodbye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag drop the pod.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.